You are listening to WRUU-LP 107.5 FM, WRUU.org, that's Savannah Soundings, Community Radio with Global Soul. It's almost Turkey Day. Yeah, who cares? You've entered the magical mystery kitchen of the Rock and Roll Cookbook. We are, of course, the show that keeps you awake with the songs that never sleep. I'm Audrey Hepcat here with Midnight Earl, the Duke, the Earl, the Prince of Rock and Roll. And we're here live with you every first and third Tuesday. Today our show, we've got a really special show today, Earl. We've got a show called Going Home. I actually couldn't figure out the title to this show. First I said going home, then I said going places, and now it's going somewhere.
It's sort of a holiday Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving songs, not songs about Thanksgiving, but songs about houses full of people, food, going back home, traveling.
Visiting with your family or getting away from your family, going somewhere to celebrate. What we are thankful for. Yes. Over the river, through the woods. Okay, enough of that. Where are we going first?
Okay, Earl? First we're going to Cab Calloway's house. Okay. This is a favorite from Cab Calloway. His hits included Moon Glow in 1934, Jumpin' Jive in 1939, and Blues in the Night in 1941, as well as appearances on radio, and I believe he did some film appearances.
I think he did.
There's a great little clip on YouTube with the Nicholas Brothers, the dancers.
He was a pretty good actor, too.
Yeah. And he was in the Blues Brothers movie.
That's right. That was cool.
Following the success of his song Minnie the Moocher, Calloway became one of the most popular performers of the 1930s and 40s. He had many TV and film appearances and authored the
Hepster's Dictionary,
Language of Jive, which offered definitions for terms like in the groove and zoot suit.
Yes, everybody should be familiar with that dictionary, Hepster's Dictionary. Now, this song is also just a wonderful example of how food is wrapped up in love, culture, and family. So let's hear it. Everybody eats when they come to my house. The Great Cab Calloway.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give with the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Have a tomato, Plato. Here's cacciatora, Dora. Have some bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I'll fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food will fill ya. Stay in the kitchen alone, work my fingers to the bone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake, man, drink. Have an hors d'oeuvre, Irvy. Look in the fenomeno. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Mendel, Irvy, Mandrake, Tony, Dora, Johnny. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta Fazula Patalula. Do you have a bagel, bagel? Don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. This is a party, Marty. Now don't be so picky, Mickey. You get the cherry, Jerry. Everybody eats when they come to my house. All my friends are welcome. Don't try to coax me, you moat you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You better eat it, it chokes you. Steak on the plank for Frankie. Corn on the cob for Bobby. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Barney, Bobby, Frankie, Jerry, Mickey, Tony. All those cats put their feet under my table. They eat just as much as they're able. The wine is fine, have a good time, 'cause everybody eats when they come to my house.
Fantastic. That was a great Cab Calloway. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Where was he from anyway, Earl?
I don't know.
I should know that. I'm sorry. Anyway, we can look it up. Cab Calloway. Now we're going to Chicago, one of the great towns for the blues, of course. This tune that we're going to play here was originally by Robert Johnson. The great Robert Johnson, written in 1938. It's been covered quite uniquely, I think, by a lot of other great musicians.
Yeah, it's really become one of the standards in the repertoire of the blues. Everybody's played it and recorded it. We're going to hear one by
Eric Clapton.
Yes,
right, of course.
Among others.
Yeah.
We're going to hear Buddy Guy.
Oh, Buddy Guy.
Guy started out as a backing musician for the Stars in Chicago, like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf at Chess Records in the 1950s. Leonard Chess reportedly described his music as noise and said that Guy's music would never be commercially successful. Blues guitarists, however, raved about his style and technical innovation, and he really kind of paved the way for people like Jimi Hendrix. There's a lot of his style in Jimi Hendrix. Guy finally got his big break in 1990 when he was invited by Eric Clapton to perform for a series of concerts at the Royal Albert Hall. These sessions produced a number of CDs and DVDs entitled 24 Nights, and Guy became a superstar, and it was long overdue.
Long deserved, yes. Yeah. Long overdue, sorry. Yeah, Buddy Guy, and anyone who doesn't know this already, the song we're going to play, Sweet Home Chicago, which is a classic 12-bar blues song, refers to a journey far from the South, and in a later verse, it also introduces a counting rhyme. So Clapton, speaking of Mr. Clapton, reportedly described Guy as the best guitar player alive. Now, that's a pretty high commendation.
Yep.
And I think we might just agree after hearing this version of Sweet Home Chicago. So let's get to it. Going home to Chicago with Buddy Guy.
Pack up your bags, Mr. Blues.
Oh, where we going?
Tonight we hopping that train to Chicago.
Oh, let's go. Yeah.
Short and sweet. I wanted to hear more of that.
No,
anyway,
it's a short version.
Oh, the short version. Okay, Buddy Guy. Anyway, Sweet Home Chicago. Our next tune is going to celebrate another great blues city. The song is a rhythm and blues song written in 1952 by the great Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, neither of whom had ever been to Kansas City, but were inspired by Big Joe Turner, who was, of course, from Kansas City.
Right. The song was first recorded in 1952 by the R&B singer Little Willie Littlefield, but went nowhere.
Which
is probably why we don't know that name.
No, we've heard of him, haven't we?
I don't know.
Or maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
Yeah.
But he made the first recording.
Yeah, so we're going to hear from Wilbert Harrison's version, which debuted in 1959 at number 100 on Billboard, and in 6 weeks made it to number one. First song to actually start at the very bottom and end up at the top of the charts.
Which is no small feat. That's pretty remarkable. We should note that Harrison, in addition to singing, played the guitar, keyboard, and harmonica, and actually was from North Carolina, which has nothing in common with Kansas City, I don't think. Maybe it does. But in 2001, his recording of Kansas City received the Grammy Hall of Fame Award. So this is quite a remarkable recording. Kansas City by Wilbert Harrison.
Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. Corner, 12th Street and Bond. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond, with my Kansas City baby and a bottle of Kansas City wine. Well, I might take the train, I might take the plane, but if I have to walk, just the same. Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. Ah, but you know, yeah, myself.
Harrison, Kansas City. We're going to continue moving west now with something completely different in the world of music as well as travel. This is a psychedelic pop song. I guess it's psychedelic pop. Written by John Phillips, of course, the lead creative force of the Mamas and the Papas.
Right. And this song is sung by Scott McKenzie, produced and released in May of 1967 by Phillips and Lou Adler, who used it to promote the 1967 Monterey International Pop Festival.
That was a major, thing.
Yeah, yeah, and there's a film of that festival. The recording features the top session players with Joe Osborne on bass, Hal Blaine on drums, and Larry Nechtel on keyboards.
Great from the L.A.
Wrecking Crew.
Great players. Apparently, McKenzie did wear flowers in his hair, not that that matters, when he recorded this song. He was also in a group called The Journeymen, also with John Phillips. And his only other hit, however, was a song called Like an Old-Time Movie. By the end of the 60s, apparently he went into retirement to live in the desert, but then reemerged in the late 1980s to co-write the Beach Boys' number one single, Kokomo.
And the other co-writer was John Phillips.
John Phillips. All right. So here we have San Francisco. Be sure to wear flowers in your hair.
Okay.
Scott McKenzie.
Well,
a strange vibration. People in motion. There's a whole generation with a new explanation. People in motion. People in motion. All those who come to San Francisco.
Somehow I think the vibe in San Francisco is quite different now, but that was Scott McKenzie. The title of this next song is Going Back to Indiana. It's actually from a live soundtrack album, the same name, by the Jackson 5, released in 1971 for, can you guess, Motown Records. Not to be confused again with another song called Back Home Again in Indiana, which was actually a Tin Pan Alley pop song from 1917, and it also later became a jazz standard. It's quite an interesting song as well. So while that song was kind of an anthem for the state of Indiana, it has nothing to do with the version that we're going to play by the Jackson 5. It's really a funk, I guess funk pop rock song, very much of the time, and the sound of this legendary family band from Gary, Indiana. That was started in 1965 by Jackie Jackson, Tito and Jermaine, and younger brothers Marlon and Michael joined soon thereafter. Anyway, it was a really astounding group.
Yeah.
As anybody who knows from back then, just very disciplined. And anyway, it's a cool song. Going Back to Indiana, Jackson 5.
Say, Mike?
Yeah.
Since this is our hometown, why don't you tell our people what you told me when you heard that we were going back to Indiana?
No. What's the matter, Mike?
Come on, man.
Come on, Mike. You should know this is our hometown. You can tell them.
No, can't do that. Come on, Mike, and tell them.
Yeah, tell them, Mike.
Oh.
Tell them. I should know that.
No. Come do you on, want Mike. Michael to tell you?
Well,
I said, I'm going back to Indiana. Indiana, here I come. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going back to Indiana. That is where
come
my
on.
Baby is from. I spent my week with Peter Pastors. I'm telling my when I was down there. I got the blues and dance crossing. I just wanna do my thing. I'm gonna go back to
obviously a very lively performance by the Jackson 5. The crowd loved it, obviously, and choreography, I'm sure, was spot on for that performance as well. The next song is about Massachusetts, but it's actually by an Australian band, the Bee Gees. They wrote and recorded this in 1967. It was intended for a band called the Seekers, but the Bee Gees had been unable to get the song to them, so they recorded it themselves and became their first number one hit in the United Kingdom. Apparently, the Bee Gees had never been to Massachusetts. They just liked the name, and Robin Gibb thought there was something magical about Massachusetts. So here we go, the Bee Gees.
Massachusetts. Something's telling me I must go home.
Any iconic songs on this playlist today, this next song is definitely one of them. This is number one hit single in 1973 for Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yeah, the song was written and originally recorded by Jim Weatherly under the title Midnight Plane to Houston. Weatherly had had a phone conversation with actress Farrah Fawcett, who apparently was in the middle of packing in preparation to leave on a midnight plane to Houston. And the idea just stuck.
Yep.
After Weatherly recorded it, a composer named Sonny Limbo asked if he could change the title to Midnight Train to Georgia and have Sissy Houston record it. Weatherly agreed to this, but he said the rest of the song had to stay intact.
So I think this is just such a goofy story. Sissy Houston was going to record it. And Farrah Fawcett, who I would never associate with Gladys Knight and the Pips. Anyway, it's kind of funny. Anyway, the song started at number 71, became number one on the Billboard 6 weeks later, bumping, guess what? The song Angie by the Rolling Stones from that spot. And it was the first number one hit for Gladys Knight and the Pips. So this is Midnight Train to Georgia with the great Gladys Knight and the Pips.
For the man,
too much for the man, he couldn't make it.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh. said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world. The world he left behind. Not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia. Said he's going back.
Going back to
find. To a simpler place and time.
Right.
Oh, yes, he is.
Right by his side.
Now I'll be with him.
I know you will.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on that midnight train.
Hey, hey, hey.
Whoa, whoa.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him. But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no, so he pined all his hopes, and he even sold his old car, bought a one-way ticket back.
Gladys Knight and Hips, amazing, amazing singer. The Empress of Soul, I believe, is one of the things, one of her titles. She lives in Asheville, I believe, North Carolina now, speaking of North Carolina. Anyway, I promised Earl not to talk about trivial details anymore in the show, but just want to let you know that you are listening to the Rock and Roll Cookbook. Today's special is Going Home, a musical travelogue for the holidays here on WRUU 107.5 FM, Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul. We have a couple of announcements, and then we got lots more music for you today. Want to ask everybody out there, what does it mean when we say that WRUU is a community radio station? Have you thought about that, Earl? What does it mean? It doesn't just mean that we invite the community to create programming, and it doesn't just mean that we are a voice for the community. It also means that we are counting on the community to keep us going. And guess what, folks? You are the community. Almost all of our modest budget comes from small annual or monthly donations from listeners just like you. You get to enjoy our community-focused programming because many others have stepped forward to do their part. Now, please do your part by joining our community of listener donors. Go to WRUU.org right now and make a one-time or monthly donation, please, for the holidays, everybody. It's Thanksgiving. And thank you for supporting Savannah's community radio station, your community radio station, 107.5 FM. Also want to remind folks that Georgia voters will determine the future of the United States Senate with a runoff election on January 5th, 2021 for both the U.S. senators from Georgia. Voter registration deadline for the January runoff is December 7th, 2020. That's coming right up. So if you're not already registered to vote in Georgia, now is the time to register to vote so you can vote in January. Then you need to vote in January if you register. Registration and voting are both easy to do and are critical to preserving our democracy. The fate of the nation is in your hands. Please exercise that important right. So I also want to tell people that we, the Rock and Roll Cookbook, is looking for songs, stories, poems, and other spoken word or original audio art to be part of our Small Works Festival, 3 minutes in 2020. We hope you'll participate in that. 3 minutes is all you need to provide. It's got to be original. Please get it to us by December 18th in the form of an MP3 file. We'll broadcast it on December 29th to celebrate the end of 2020. And we really look forward to hearing and playing your 3 minutes of 2020. You can find out more information on our Facebook page, Rocking Chairs Rhythm Review. Go to our Rock and Roll Cookbook Facebook group. Please, we want to hear from you. It's a good way to start a conversation with us without really talking to us. Just sharing your thoughts on the Rock and Roll Cookbook Facebook page. All right, so we're going to continue now with some more great traveling songs. The next one is going to be by the Piano Man himself. Very memorable song about an unforgettable place, though we try. Actually, the song New York, New York is the one I'd like to forget. I love this song.
Right. Yeah. Billy Joel said that he wrote the song on the day he moved back to New York after having lived 4 years in Los Angeles. He really was taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line on his way home to Highland Falls, New York, when he started writing the song in a notebook. And as soon as he got home, he recalled going to the piano and finishing the song in about an hour. The song originally appeared on the album Turnstiles in 1976, although it was never released as a single.
Yeah, and it's become one of his all-time most popular songs. It appears on his Greatest Hits album, Volume 1 and 2, which sold over 23 million copies in America. It also was released as the B-side to the single Say Goodbye to Hollywood. So it is the hometown for Mr. Billy Joel. It's a wonderful song. So here it is, New York State of Mind.
Folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood, hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind.
cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies, under the evergreens. I know what I'm needing, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. It comes down to reality, and it's fine with me, 'cause I've let it slide. I don't care if it's Chinatown or rotten Riverside. I don't have any reason, left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. Oh, touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. Whoa. I don't care if it's Chinatown or rotten Riverside. I don't have any reason, I left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. River line, 'cause I'm in a New York state of.
Beautiful arrangement by Billy Joel, the piano man. Really quite a virtuoso on piano. This song doesn't even begin to show that, but it's a great song. Now we're going to travel to a completely different state of mind, State of Madness, actually the name of the group.
Yep. Right? Madness is a British ska and pop band. The song is called Our House, but it's not the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song with the same title.
Same title, not at all.
This song is about a house full of people, which is why we're including it in this holiday program, you know, because
families,
a lot of people at home. Yes, was released as a lead single from their fourth studio album, The Rise and Fall, in November of 1982. Group's popularity was largely based on the success of their music video of the song.
It might have been based on other things too, but anyway, they called themselves the Invaders, which was a TV show, I think. Maybe.
I don't know.
But okay, no trivia here. But changed their name after a brief breakup period and reorganized themselves as the four-piece band with horns and, you know, whatever's included in ska. Anyway, let's get to hear it. It's the front man for the band is Graham McPherson. He actually goes by the stage name Suggs because apparently that Scottish surname just didn't work for a ska band. So here we have Our House by Madness.
Where's his Sunday best? Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
This is the title track of the debut album by rock and roll band The Blasters. This is probably the most eclectic rock and roll band there is, or certainly one of them. I mean, they just, you know, blend rockabilly, early rock and roll, punk rock, cowpunk, mountain music, roots rock, Americana, rhythm and blues, Cajun, even jazz.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So they were California-based, I think.
Yes, and it was formed by two brothers, Phil and Dave Alvin. Joe Turner and T-Bone Walker were major influences on their music. And it's included in here because it's the first verse is about soldiers on leave in West Berlin, and they're homesick for American music. Mm-hmm. So we're playing this for all the people who are not getting home for the holidays.
Oh, nice. That's very nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have anything to add?
Yeah, no, I mean, they were from Downey, California, and they were, I guess, a local entrepreneur, Ronnie Weiser, recorded them because he specialized in authentic rockabilly. So they made this recording on a 16-track recorder in Weiser's living room for about $2,000, which I think was a very worthwhile investment.
Yep.
Let's hear it. American Music by the Blasters.
Well, a U.S. soldier boy on leave in West Berlin. No music there that rocks, just 1,000 violins. They want to hear some American music. American music. They want to hear that sound right from the USA. Well, it can be sweet and lovely, it can be hard and mean. One thing's for sure, it's always on the beam. They want to hear some American music. They wanna hear that sound right from the USA. Well, it's a howl from the deserts, a scream from the slums, the Mississippi rolling to the beat of the drums. They wanna hear some American music. American music. They wanna hear that sound right from the USA. We got jazz, country, western, and Chicago blues. It's the greatest music that you ever knew. It's American music. It's American music. It's American music. It's the greatest sound right from the USA. Well, a U.S. soldier boy has to stop right in his tracks. When he hears the crazy beats, he turns and doubles back. Because they're playing American music. American music. The whole world digs that sound from the USA.
All right, that was American Music by the Blasters. This next tune is simultaneously the most one of the most inventive, I won't say most inventive, but certainly one of the most inventive and entertaining groups in the American music scene. You know, very long-standing Western swing, legendary Asleep at the Wheel is the name. The band debuted in 1976 on the live music variety show on PBS called Austin City Limits. Three friends, Ray Benson, Lucky Oceans, and Leroy Preston, apparently lived in a cabin in Paw Paw, West Virginia, where they just started woodshedding these old style roots and Americana music, really gave it an identity before anybody else knew what it was or what to call it. And they've just always, they've been consistently prolific. They're coming out with an album even in early 2021. Always fresh, always relevant. This is Boogie Back, did I say that right? Boogie Back to Texas?
Yep.
Asleep at the Wheel.
Going back to Texas for the holidays.
So long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day. I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. rolling out of New York, Philadelphia, PA, Pittsburgh, Wheeling, West Virginia, on the way, rolling through Ohio, gonna make it to Kentucky, gonna make it by the morning if I'm fast and if I'm lucky. Hold on tight, I'm homeward bound, gonna boogie back to Austin, back in my hometown. Boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas 8 beats to the mile. Back to Austin, across the U.S. of A. Boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas 8 beats to the mile. Texas 8 beats to the mile.
Can't you see I'm on my way?
Boogie!
A sweep of the wheel. Fantastic. Texas. We're going to end our trip home today with a song by Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Southern rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd, called Sweet Home Alabama, recorded in 1974. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Earl just informed me, was the gym coach from high school.
That's where they got the name for the band.
Yeah, and it's notably a tribute to the great session musicians, the so-called Swampers of the Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Alabama also. And it was also kind of a response to Neil Young's song, Southern Man in Alabama, which kind of implied that, you know, the South was out, you know, living in the past. They wanted to show everything that was great about Alabama. So, Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd. You've been listening to the Rock and Roll Cookbook. Travelogue, Going Home is the theme. We hope that wherever you may travel this holiday, you stay safe and can spend time with the people you love. Thanks, Earl. Thanks to WRUU. And you are amazing listeners out there. Please let us know what you think. Go to the Rock and Roll Cookbook Facebook page. We want to hear from you. We'll be back on Tuesday, December 1st, 4 p.m., same cat time. Until then, keep listening to that rock and roll music any old way you choose it. I'm Audrey Hepcat here with Midnight Earl, and this is Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
1, 2, 3. Turn it up.